Hello and welcome back. My name is Avi Heller, and together we're studying the tractate of Megillah. We are in the middle of 6b, Daf Vav Amud Bet, and we are on the first wide line. We're going to finish the daf not too quickly. We're going to do a tiny little bit more of Agadata, that is non-halachic teaching, and then we're going to begin our next Mishnah. So, first wide line, Amar Ula. Ula said, Italia shel Lavan, the Italy of Greece, Ze krach gadol shel Romi. This is the great city of Rome. Now, Rome, of course, is an important city, and it existed in the time of Chazal. They were aware of it. But they're saying this is a mythical city, the great city of Rome. Vahavia tlat mea parsa al tlat mea parsa. It's 300 parsas by 300 parsas, very large city. Vieshba shin samache. This is a gematria. Shin is 300, samach is 60, and he is 5. So it has 365 shvakim, marketplaces, which is a tremendous number. 365 malls, right? Kiminyan Yemorachama, like the days of the year. Vikatan Shebekulam, the tiniest one of them all, Shel Mochre Ofot, is the one of the bird sellers. Vahavi Shisha Asar Mil al Shisha Asar Mil. And it is 16 miles by 16 miles. So even the tiniest one of these marketplaces is huge. 16 mil by 16 mil is an example of a Rashut HaRabim, a public thoroughfare. It's the minimum size for a public thoroughfare. Umelech so'ed b'chol yom, and the king of Rome, every day he eats in one of these marketplaces, be'achad mehen, in one of them. V'hadarba, and a person who lives in the city of Rome, afal pisha eno noladba, even though he wasn't born there, notel prasmi b'ed amelech, he gets a stipend, his welfare from the king, he gets money from the king, if the king pays for his sustenance. Then noladba, and the person who's born there, afal pisha eno darba, even though he doesn't live there, notel prasmi beit hamelech, he also gets a stipend from the king just by virtue of having been born a citizen of Rome. Ushloshet alafim bebane yeshbo, and it has 3,000 bathhouses there, so a very clean people, but also a very wealthy people. V'chamesh meot chalonot, and it has 500 windows. This doesn't mean windows of glass, it means openings. Ma'alin ashan chutz lachoma, and any of the smoke and soot that has to be created in the city, the windows are tall enough that the smoke comes out of the windows and it goes up into the air, but it doesn't make the walls dirty. So the walls are not full of soot. The walls are clean and pristine, which is a sign of its importance and wealth. Tzido echad yam, one of its sides is an ocean. V'tzido echad harim ugvaot, and one side is mountainous. Tzido echad mechisa shel barzel, one side is an iron wall. V'tzido echad, and the last side, chusit umtzula, is this like quicksand, this soft sand. So this is obviously not the real city of Rome. This is some mythical version of the city of Rome. The Maharsha says that it mentions how beautiful this is so that we will say that one day Yerushalayim will be better than this in all of the ways, plus it will be a place of Mishpat Utzedek. It's saying, just like this is how Hashem rewarded Rome, Al Achas Kama Vakama, how much more so will He reward those who embrace the Torah? I am not sure what it's doing here or what it means, but it kind of sounds almost like the land of Oz. It sounds like the Emerald City, you know. That is the tradition that that it mentions. Now that ends our Agadic section. We're now in the second really wide line, and we're going to go back to our Mishnah, a new Mishnah talking about the reading of the Megillah. So get your hats on again. No more. We're back to reality here. Okay, here's what the Mishnah says: Karu et haMegillah ba'Adar Harishon. Now, when Adar comes around, sometimes we have one Adar and sometimes we have two Adars. Because of the nature of the Jewish calendar, which is a lunar and a solar calendar, the lunar calendar is shorter than the solar calendar, so 7 out of every 19 years we need to add in an extra month, and we add in that extra month at the end, which is Adar, it's the last month. So sometimes we have an Adar 1 and an Adar 2. And the question is, which one should we read the Megillah in? Now we know the answer in halachic practice today is that we read it in the second Adar. But it was a little more complicated in Talmudic times because they weren't always sure if they were going to have a second Adar. We have it in our calendars. They didn't. So in the first Adar, they read the Megillah, Venis Abra Hashana, and then the Beit Din decided that they would add an extra month. They would make the month pregnant, that is a little bigger. And they added a second Adar. They'd already read the Megillah. So what do you do now? Korinotza ba'adar sheni. So the Mishnah says you read it again in the second Adar. And then it says, as a principle, ein bein Adar harishon la'adar hasheni. There is no difference between Adar the first and Adar the second, ela kriyat ha-megillah, except for the reading of the Megillah, which should be done, it sounds like, it should be done in the second month. Umatanot levyonim, and the giving of gifts to the poor. As we discussed earlier in the Masechta, the reading of the Megillah and the gifts to the poor always go together because the poor were expecting to get tzedakah at the time of the reading of the Megillah and we didn't want to disappoint them or make them depressed. So those two things always go together. Okay, Gemara. Third wide line, end of the line, where it's bolded Gimel Mem for Gemara. Ha le'inyan seder parshiot zev zeh shavin. Well, it sounds like the Mishnah is saying that the only difference between the first Adar and the second Adar is reading the Megillah and giving gifts to the poor. So related to the four Parshas, they should be equal. Now, the four Parshas are the four special Parshiot that we read before Pesach. So we have Parshat Shkalim, we have Zachor, we have Para, and we have HaChodesh. And those four special Parshas are usually read mostly in, they're all read in Adar. Okay, so now Rashi says that what it means that they're equal is not that you read them in both. It means that you don't. Meaning if you read already Parshat Para in the first Adar, you don't have to read it in the second Adar. The fact that they're equal means that if you read it in the good one, in the first one, you don't have to read it in the second one. When the only way they're different is that if you read the Megillah and gave gifts to the poor in the first Adar, that doesn't count because the second Adar is the one where you really have to do it. Mani, so who is this like? Matnitin our Mishnah lo Tanakama, it's not like Tanakama, the first Tana. Velo Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi, it's not like Rabbi Eliezer the son of Rabbi Yossi. Velo Rashbag, and it's not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, we don't know what any of this means, so if you're confused, you're in good company. What we're saying is that we have three opinions that are reflected about the relationship between the first Adar and the second Adar. We know these three opinions, and our Mishnah seems to be a fourth opinion, and that seems very strange to us. So we're going to try to flesh out the three opinions and see if our Mishnah fits into one of them. Dit Tanya, as we learn in a Braisa. Here's the Braisa. Kar'u et ha-Megillah ba'Adar harishon. If they read the Megillah on the first Adar, v'nit abra hashana, and then they added a second month of Adar, korinota be'adar hasheni, then we read the Megillah in the second Adar, which is just like our Mishnah so far. Shekol mitzvot shenoagot basheni, all the mitzvot that we do in the second month of Adar, nohagot barishon, we do in the first month of Adar, chutz mimikra Megillah, except for the reading of the Megillah. Now, the reason that we think that our this sounds like the opinion of our Mishnah, but it doesn't mention Matanot Levyonim, so our working assumption is that the difference between them is that our Mishnah also thinks that you do Matanot Levyonim, whereas this Tanakama thinks that you only do the reading of the Megillah. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Elezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi, gives a second opinion. Ein korinota ba'adar sheni. He says, no, if you read the Megillah in Adar HaRishon, good enough. You don't have to read it in the second month. Shekol mitzvot shenoagot basheni, all the mitzvot that we do in the second Adar, nohagot barishon, we also do them in the first Adar. So having done it in the first Adar, it's good enough, you're yotze. That obviously is not according to our Mishnah. Rashbag, and that stands for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Af Korinota ba'Adar Hasheni. No, you also read it in the second Adar. Shekol mitzvot shenoagot basheni, all the mitzvot that we are accustomed to do in the second Adar, ein noagot barishon, we don't do them in the first Adar. Vishavin, except that the first of Adar and the second of Adar are equal, behesped uvetanit, as we saw in our previous daf, that we define Purim as a day of simcha, which means we don't eulogize, and as a day of mishteh, which means that we don't fast. She'asurin bazeh u'bazeh. So basically, on the 14th and the 15th of Adar Rishon, and on the 14th and 15th of Adar Sheni, you're not allowed to eulogize or fast. Now, that information was not in our Mishnah, so none of these three opinions line up exactly with our Mishnah, and that's what we want to understand. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Hainu Tanakama, Wait, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is basically the same as the first Tana. That's what he says, that if you read it in the first month, you still have to read it in the second month. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, Seder Parshiot Ika Bainayhu. No, that's not true. The four Parshas that we talked about, Shkalim, Parah, Zachar, and Achodesh, those are what are different between them. Detana Kama Savar Lechat. I'm sorry, not our Mishnah. Back up again. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Hainu Tanakama. Isn't Rabbi Shimon Gamliel the same as the Tanakama? In other words, both of them think that even though you read the Megillah in the first Adar, you have to read it in the second Adar. We're not talking about our Mishnah yet, we're just talking about the Braita. So Amar Rav Papa, Seder Parshiot Ika Bainayhu. The order of these four special Shabbatot is what's different between them. The Tanakama, the first opinion, and I sketched these opinion out for you in the vocab sheet, so if you want to refer to them there, it might be easier. The Tanakama Savar Lechatchila Basheni. The Tanakama says, ideally, you're only supposed to do it in the second month. The only reason you did it in the first month is because you didn't know there was a second month. The Avod Barishon, Avod Bar Mimikra Megillah. The Af Agav De Karu Barishon, Karu Basheni. That even though you read it in the first month, you'll read it in the second month. So ideally, you should do everything in the second month, but basically, if you did it in the first month, it's fine, except for reading the Megillah, which you have to repeat. Rabbi Eliezer, so whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that all the mitzvot have to be done in the second month. So the difference between them is Tanakama would say that the only mitzvah you have to repeat in the second Adar is the reading of the Megillah, whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say all the mitzvot have to be repeated in the second Adar. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, and the middle opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, Savar, Afilo Mikra Megillah Lechatchila Barishon. He thinks that really we should do the first month. The first Adar is the real Adar. So one way to put it is, will the real Adar please stand up? According to the Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel, the second Adar is the real Adar, whereas according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, the first Adar is the real Adar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Savar and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds Afilu Seder Parshiot, even the four special Parshiot, Ikaru Barishon, Karu Basheni. Even if you read them in the first month, you have to repeat them in the second month. Mani, who is this according to? E Tanakama, if it's like Tanakama, Kasha, Matanot. Then it's not true because our Mishnah mentions Matanot Levyonim. And the Tanakama doesn't mention those. E Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi, if it's Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yossi, Kashanami Mikra Megillah, then you also have a problem of reading the Megillah because he doesn't think you should repeat the reading of the Megillah in the second month. E Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Kasha Seder Parshiot. And if it's according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, we have the problem of the four Parshiot. In other words, what we've established is that the author of our Mishnah, whoever it is, the anonymous author of our Mishnah, does not seem to accord precisely with any of the three opinions in the Braita. In each case, there is some small difference. Either related to the Tanakama, he says you should also do Matanot Levyonim, in the second month, which Tanakama says not to do. According to Rabbi Yossi, you don't do anything in the second month. The first month is really the first Adar. And according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you would even repeat the four special parshas, whereas in our Mishnah, he doesn't mention those four special parshas at all. So what's the deal? And basically, we want to assume that there isn't a fourth shita. We would really like to fit our Mishnah into one of these three pre-existing shitot, or these three pre-existing opinions. Le'olam Tanakama. No, let's say that our Mishnah really is like the first opinion. V'tana Mikra Megillah. And really what it should say in the Braita is that you repeat the reading of the Megillah, the Huadin Matanot Levyonim. We'll just throw in also, that's also the case of the gifts to the poor. He doesn't say you don't do the gifts to the poor, so let's understand the Tanakama is saying that you will also do the gifts to the poor. Why? Because we know the answer. Deha, Beha, Talia. These two things go together. We always give out the gifts to the poor when we read the Megillah. Now, if we just assume that, then the author of our Mishnah and the Tanakama are exactly the same. And then we have this abbreviation, V'i ba'it ema, alternatively I could say, le'olam rashbagi. Really, he goes according to the to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Umatnitin chisurei michsura. Our Mishnah is missing some information. Now, what exactly a chisurei michsura is, we don't want to go into exactly, but it either means that the version we have of our Mishnah is an incomplete version and should be fixed with by adding or changing some words. Or it means that even though those words are not there, this is the proper way that it should read. V'hachi katani. Here's how you read our Mishnah. Ein ben arba'a asar sheba adar harishon. There is no difference between the 14th of the first month, liyadalid sheba adar sheni, to the 14th of the second adar. Now, that's not what it said in our Mishnah. It just said, Ein ben adar harishon la'adar sheni. Here we're specifying the 14th. Ela mikra megillah umatanot, except for the reading of the Megillah and the Matanot. By specifying the 14th of the month as opposed to the whole month, he's not talking about those four special parshas, because those don't happen on the 14th, they happen in other parts of the month. Ha le'inyan hespit v'tani tzev zeh shavin, related to not eulogizing on the 14th and not fasting on the 14th, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are the same. V'ilu, and that, by the way, that's not in our Mishnah either. He's adding that. And then this too, V'ilu, Seder Parshiot Lomari. And then we're not talking about the order of the four parshas because they don't happen on the 14th. So in order to make it work with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we have to amend the Mishnah. But we're still not sure if our Mishnah goes according to the Tanakhama or according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Avin. Rabbi Chia Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchata to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The halacha, hilchata, means the halacha. The aleph at the end of Aramaic words is the same as the Hebrew hey at the beginning of the word. So that means ha halacha. To Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Sha'amar mishum Rabbi Yossi, who said in the name of Rabbi Yossi. In other words, the Gemara concludes that the halacha is that Adar Sheni is really the proper month, and we have to do everything over again. The only thing is that in the first Adar, the 14th and 15th are days when we should not fast or do eulogies. So there's a discussion in contemporary practice of whether or not we should make mini festivals out of the 14th and 15th of Adar Rishon or not. Some people are accustomed to make it into a little mini yontif, eat something a little nicer, wear something a little nicer, have a little more simcha, but it's not required. The halacha is that Purim always falls out in the second Adar, as well as all the other mitzvot associated with Purim. Now we're going to flesh that out a little more right now. We are 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom, towards the end of the line, 6 words in from the end of the line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ushneihem mikra echad darshu. Everybody is trying to interpret one verse. And we've looked at this verse before. In the 9th chapter of the Megillah, it says, Bechol shana v'shana. Every year, you should do Purim in the same way. Okay? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Savar, Bechol shana v'shana. Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi, understands what it means every year. And this, by the way, is the middle opinion. He says that Adar Rishon is really the first, is really the real Adar. Ma kol shana v'shana, just like every year, Adar hasamuch l'shvat. Adar is the month that comes after Shvat. Shvat is happens, and then Adar happens. Afkan, so here too, Adar hasamuch l'shvat. The reason that Adar Harishon is the real Adar is because it's the month that comes after Shvat, and that's how we know what the real Adar is. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel savar b'chol shana v'shana, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel has a different understanding of what it means every year. Ma kol shana v'shana, just like every year, Adar hasamuch l'nisan. Every year, Adar is connected to Nisan. Afkan Adar hasamuch l'nisan. So too, Adar is connected to Nisan. Now, this is an inconclusive case either way. In an ordinary year, it goes Shvat, Adar, and Nisan. So they're both right, and it's just a question of do you look to the month before or the month after. So that is difficult to weigh which is the right way to do it. But the Gemara says, Bishlama, this makes sense. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, according to the opinion that the first Adar should be the real Adar, Mistaber Taima, his reasoning makes sense. De'ein ma'avirin ala mitzvot. We have a general principle, you should not pass up mitzvot. As soon as a mitzvah is available, you should grab a hold of that mitzvah. That's how we have enthusiasm and love for mitzvot. So, as an example, this is why people say, it's a different topic, that you shouldn't pass the challah to someone next to you without taking a piece. Because when you're eating the challah, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos, so you should grab a piece because you don't want to pass up the mitzvah. So here too, if the first Adar is your first opportunity to celebrate Purim, you should for sure do it in the first Adar. And he's assuming the two Adars are equal, so we should just pick the first one because it's so that we do not pass up the mitzvot. Elo Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, my time up. So why doesn't Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold this way? What's his reason? Amar Rabbi Tavi. Rabbi Tavi said, Taima de Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The reason of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is mismach geula legeula adif. He would rather connect the two redemptions. That's preferable to him. And what it means is the redemption of Purim, which is on the 14th of Adar, is exactly 1 month away from the redemption of Pesach, which is the 14th in the nighttime of Nisan. So what he wants to do is always make sure that Purim and Pesach are two bookends, you know, bookending that month, that you have the, so to speak, hidden redemption of Purim and the public redemption of Pesach that are 1 month away from each other, and therefore we have to do it in the second Adar. And I believe that this opinion is very profound and carries a lot of weight, which is why we paskin that way. We're going to continue on just a little more to finish this topic. Rabbi Eliezer Amar, Rabbi Elazar said, Taima de Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel mehacha. No, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel has a different reason why he wants the second Adar to be the real Adar. Dichtiv, as it says in the Megillah, Likayim et Igeret Hapurim Hazot Hashenit. That Mordechai and Esther wanted them to, this is actually Esther's letter, to establish the letter of Purim, the second letter. So they're going to understand the second as referring to the second Adar. Okay, v'itzrich lemichtav hashenit. So the Megillah had to write the second one. V'itzrich lemichtav b'chol shana v'shana. And it had to write in every year, because that was the verse we were discussing before. Just like every year, Adar is connected to Nisan, so to this year. But it had to write both of them. D'i mi b'chol shana v'shana. If it just wrote every year, hava amina, I might have thought, ki koshim. Sorry, ki kushyan. I might have thought, like your question. In other words, you cannot establish based on b'chol shana v'shana whether or not you should be closer to Shvat or closer to Nisan. So in kol shana v'shana, it's unclear. There's two options. Kamash malan, so it comes to teach us, hashenit, the second one. The second one says, oh, that's how you resolve the difficulty, you do the second Adar. V'i ashminin hashenit, and if it had just said the second one, hava amina b'tchila barishon uvasheni, I might have thought that you should do all of Purim on both the first month and the second month. We'll have two Purims. Kamash malan b'chol shana v'shana. So then it teaches you just like every year. In other words, what you're really learning from every year is that you have to choose. There's only one Purim every year. V'Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yossi, hai hashenit, my avilei. What will Rabbi Elezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi, do with this verse that says hashenit? So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel used it to teach the second Adar. Obviously, he's not going to use it that way because he thinks you should do Purim in the first Adar. So what does he do with hashenit? Mibayelei, he needs it, l'chedar of Shmuel bar Yehuda. According to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yehuda, the Amar of Shmuel bar Yehuda, because Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda says, batchila kavuha b'shushan. This is a much more pshat-oriented idea. He says, in the beginning, when they established the holiday of Purim, kavuha b'shushan, they only established it in Shushan, because that's where the main miracle and the story of Purim happened. When they sent the second letter, the point of the second letter was v'lebasof b'chol ha'olam kulo, to say that the entire world, all the Jews all over the world, should celebrate Purim, not just the Jews in Shushan. Of course, we in the end hold that we celebrate Purim in the second month, but I do think that that interpretation of how Esther was careful to make sure that this was not just a local holiday, but that it became a universal Jewish celebration was very important. It's interesting that in modern halachic practice, there are some communities when they underwent a pogrom that almost destroyed the community, or they had an extremely dangerous time where the community was almost wiped out, they sometimes establish local Purims. And there's a whole tradition of different communities that have local Purims, and they celebrate Purim, and they tell the story of the miracle and how Hashem saved them, and they have a su'udah, and they do all the things that you do on Purim in a local way that doesn't apply to any other cities because it's only about their story. But as we can see, that could have been the story with Purim as well, that it could have just been about the Jews of Shushan, but instead it becomes for all generations a universal Jewish story, which is the way Esther intended it. Have a wonderful day.